ladies and gentlemen. It's coming to you live tonight. Old Hawk. It's 11/29/2019. Live show. And I will say this to you. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope y'all did too. And I just couldn't help but think, and I thought and looked at all the food, and I ate too much. But at the same time, it was so tasty, and I savored every single morsel of all the items we had. And oh man, I know what's coming, and I knew something would happen right after it. And sure enough, today, what do we got? We got the Allah Akbar boys. You got somebody in London who was already, you know, arrested and involved and was a extreme Islamic, you know, Allah Akbar jihadi boy, and they had him in prison for a terrorist offense, and then they released him and put him with the little leg collar, you know, the little leg tracking device on his leg, and then he's the guy that goes up on London Bridge, starts stabbing people. But then what's interesting, apparently there was a nearby, some sort of a meeting or symposium on prison reform and that kind of thing, and where they had some people who had been in prison but had reformed themselves or what have you, seemed to be the guys that were on top of this guy, holding him down after he stabbed the people. And when the cops come, one of the guys says, shoot him in the, you know, what head? Shoot him in the effing head. And then they said, hey, well, this guy, we were in prison with this guy, you know? So this thing is going to go on. And then you got The Hague, and you got the reconstituting of ISIS now in Azerbaijan, apparently, and that kind of thing. Once again, they're heading into an oil kind of an area, you see. Well, this is not going to quit because it is moon god oriented, it is demonically oriented, you see. And that is what is coming. And you see, two terror events today and all kind of stuff getting ready to happen, I think. And let me just say it this way to you, because what I think about is that at the same time, I remember Dimitri Dudeman's prophecy about the civil war inside the United States that the communists were going to start. And at the time of that is when the United States would be attacked by the Russians and the Chinese. Henry Gruber, same thing. I can remember a number of years ago seeing, never mind, I don't need to even get into that. All I can tell you is there is definite collusion between the Red Chinese and the Russians to take out the Eagle, you see. Of course, the Chinese will let the Russians do it if they want to and go the Gog Magog way. But then the Red Chinese think that they're going to be the ones, and they probably are, of the 200 million man army at Armageddon. And at that thing, the only thing that Israel has to stand on is the Lord himself, and Lord Jesus will come back with his archangels and clean the clock of the 200 million man army. And Lucifer and all of his minions. But in the midst of all of this, you see, nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and earthquakes shall be in diverse places. Like 3 in about 10 hours in the New Madrid Fault area in southern Missouri there in the Boot Heel. And if that goes, you see, if that goes, then you can figure out that there's going to be you know, millions of people in Missouri, Illinois, Arkansas, Tennessee, Indiana, Illinois, you know, probably Mississippi, all up and down in that area, and you're going to see the bridges across the Missouri bust. You're going to see the Missouri-Mississippi River, you know, valley start to have a lot of problems. In 1811, the river ran backwards, and I've been to that spot before, you know. Used to be a like a big smorgasbord restaurant down there, Moss Molly's or whatever the heck it was. Grand Tower, Illinois. Used to go down there sometimes and eat. Oh, that's interesting. That was a big thunder when I talked about that. That's a confirmation, perhaps, from the Lord. I just had huge thunder after talking about that. So there we go. Great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful signs, and great signs shall there be from heaven. You know, in the famines, that's why I was savoring every bit, the good turkey, the dressing, you know, the sweet potato casserole, the mashed potatoes, the green bean casserole, all the items and a couple different little slices of pie and cake and the whole nine yards, man. Just delicious. And I thought, you know, Lord, I'm going to take my time because at some point there's going to be famines coming. And I'm sure going to enjoy this and give thanks for it. As I give thanks out there for all of you and how you came to me was through the radio show, and the fact that there is power in the blood of Jesus. And incidentally, if you have not taken Lord Jesus into your heart to be your Savior, then why don't you repent of your sins to Him, ask Him to come into your heart and to be your Savior, and if you're sincere and if that is the truth and what you're doing, that He will come into your heart and start to wash you clean, because our Father in heaven gave His only begotten Son to come down here onto this planet and to go through what He had to go, to be thrown onto the cross and tormented and tortured, thrown up on the cross, and then rise again out of the grave, out of the tomb, so that He could wash your sins clean if you believe on Him. It's the best deal in town. And I'm going to tell you, if you're out there and you think that you cannot be reached, that the Lord, you're beyond the Lord Jesus, and you could be huge in what you've done in sin. But if you will repent of your sins to Him as best you know how and ask Him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then He will come to you. And let's go back here and look at this famines and pestilences. Did you see the article about Walmart pork? A new study published by animal welfare group called World Animal Protection was published by Food Dive, and it said that the pork samples in Walmart, purchased from Walmart, contained superbug, quote-unquote, antibiotic-resistant bacteria, and they were in 80% of the samples tested from mid-Atlantic Walmart stores were resistant to at least one antibiotic. Additionally, 37% of the bacteria in the Walmart samples, this company that did the test, the report published by Food Dive, the samples were resistant to three or more antibiotics. But in some, about 27% of the resistant bacteria in the Walmart's pork were resistant to classes categorized as the highest priority critically important antimicrobials by the World Health Organization. So now they also talked about a second retailer, but they didn't list it. And they don't know who exactly who it is, but there's speculation. It might be, the report didn't name the second name, but Food Dive speculates that it might be Costco, might be, allegedly might be Costco, Kroger, or Target as a second retailer that also had some problems. Now, what I'm just trying to say to you is that if you're getting any kind of meats, to get the best possible source. And what you might want to do is to look at places like Yoder's, you know, canned meat, the Yoder's bacon, the Yoder's beef chunks, the Yoder's chicken chunks, or look to your local area where there is a rancher or a farmer that you know has very pristine herds that you might be able to have them butcher something for you and put it back and to dry it, to freeze it, to can it, to whatever it is that you want to do with it. But if nothing else, you can start to get long-term storage food. The reason you get that, and it's a little more expensive, is it lasts 25, 30 years, depending on what you do. If you keep it in a nice, dry, cool, relatively cool place, you don't want it too cold nor too hot. But you can also get regular canned goods, or you can can things yourself. You can dehydrate food yourself. There's good quality dehydrators. And I'm talking about the ones that you can also get the freeze-dry machines, too, if you have that kind of money. But you can dehydrate a lot of things and save them. You can improve the longevity of all kind of food by putting it in the food seal, the food sealer type bag systems, and that kind of stuff, too. But you had better start to get food if you have not. And the pestilences, oh, yes. And while you're at it, even though some of these things could be resistant, I would tell you that while you can still get them, your fish tanks may need, your fish tanks, quote unquote, may need, well, it's the same, apparently, you know, like Thomas Labs makes the same type of antibiotics, amoxicillin, penicillin, ampicillin, Cipro, cephalexin, all these different types of things that are for fish tanks that some doctors, like Dr. Alton and others over the years, I remember Dr. Lynn Horowitz talking about this years ago, that they are made by the same people, and they are that make human antibiotics, and they appear to be the exact same ones with the same numbers, same contents, same size, same milligrams, same capsule, same tablet, as you find listed in those different online or physician desk reference type books. So if you're going to have fish tanks, maybe you need to get some of that. Can you imagine if prior to, well, let's take this one, prior to World War II, or the Korean War, or World War I. Of course, they didn't have penicillin things quite back that far and developed it. But they did have colloidal silver. Colloidal silver, which is tiny silver particles in deionized water, basically. And I would recommend, if you can, you go to stevequayle.com, click on the banner for meso, M-E-S-O, meso, silver. One of the highest quality silver colloids made, most potent. Old Frankie Keyes, who made it, he shipped pallets of it, didn't know why he was doing it, but they ordered them into Hong Kong when they had one of those wild bugs that went through Hong Kong years ago, and the Red Chinese were buying it up like crazy and shipping pallets of it down there, and then they tried to buy Frankie Keyes' company after the fact, and Frank didn't sell it to him. You need to be prophylactically or preventatively on certain things. I would suggest that you're doing, an eyedropper or two full of the mesosilver daily. I would also tell you that the oil of oregano, which Dr. Cass Ingram was dying of a bad disease of some kind of bug. And his neighbor, he was a doctor from up there, not Long Grove, but the other place, the Chicago suburb near Long Grove, Buffalo Grove. He's a high-level doctor up there, Dr. Cass Ingram. And he had gone to everywhere he could go and went to Mayo or somebody. And they told him that they couldn't cure the stuff and to go home and prepare himself for what was coming. Get his ducks in a row for dying. Couldn't cure it. And then some neighbor came over who may have been Greek or something and brought him over this oregano oil out of a Greek oregano from an island in Greece. And he started to get better. He got better. He didn't die. So he went and found out the most potent source, the source of the oregano that had the most highest percentage of carvacrol, the active ingredient. And then he took it and took it to an herbal company or whatever, and they found a refining process that got it to be 73% carvacrol. And they put it in an oil of oregano or oregano oil, you see, and they called it oreganol. At first, they just had the very potent tincture or drops of it, and man, that would stink the old kitchen up to high heaven, but it did work, and I still have some of that. But now they make the capsules. So you can also get other capsules of oil of oregano, and those capsules will kill a lot of different bacteria and viruses, allegedly. And they also are anti-inflammatory and are great for the respiratory system. And those, I would urge you to take one or two of those on a preventative basis now. I also, in my particular case, you check in with your doctors, etc. I've been taking the potassium iodate or iodide, and you need to check with your doctor to make sure that's okay for you. Don't do it on my behalf or because I said, but I've done it because I want to make sure in case there is a nuclear explosion that I don't try to go run down because you ain't going to be able to run down and get it, will you? So if nothing else, you better have it handy, potassium iodate, potassium iodide. KI for you used to be the source from it, but I believe, I don't know if they still have it now or not, but there are different potassium iodates, and you can get those, or iodides, and I recommend you store it up, but find out the dosage and how long you're supposed to take it if there's a nuclear war. And the dosage for each person, including children and that type of thing. So, famines, pestilences, fearful sights, great signs shall there be from the heaven. Is that going to be like Brother Quayle and Brother Horner talking about the catastrophic wormwood, the apophis, perhaps? Or some kind of solar kill shot or some kind of a deal that, wormwood coming in, but if Nibiru comes, the planet of crossing, when you read through the ancient Sumerian texts and Zechariah Sitchin's books and others where they've translated them, they talk about back then when Anu and his wife came down to visit his sons and, Enlil and Enki and their families and all the other Anunnaki on this planet, that one of the key things that was happening during that time was huge volcanic eruptions, earthquakes. There were hits with meteors and asteroids and stuff exploding, and a lot of stuff inbound towards planet Earth. changes in the gravitational force, etc. These are all things that have happened in the past and seem to be swinging back around. So great signs there should be for heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers and perhaps governors of Virginia for my name's sake. And I'm looking right here at the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States, and I bought both of these little books. They're nice leather-bound little books. And I bought them at Thomas Jefferson's estate in Monticello, Virginia, in the bookstore right there. I bought these there, and this is what I would read to the Virginia governors who took all of Bloomberg's money and Soros's money, and who then allowed endless amounts of people in of migrant types and got them registered democratically, and then every single possible hack or, you know, rigging of the computers has made sure that the character of the governing there is demon commie rats. And they're now going to make it. I read that basically, here's the way I read it. One of the laws they're getting ready to pass is that if you even taught Boy Scouts how to shoot a .22 rifle for a merit badge of target shooting or something, that would be construed to be a class 5 felony. If you teach karate or Krav Maga or Hapkido or some other martial art, and you teach it to a group, then you're considered to be a class 5 felon. If you've got no grandfather clause, incidentally, if you're in possession of a so-called, quote-unquote, assault rifle and any high-capacity magazines, and by their definition, that'll just be about anything, probably even a Ruger 10/22 with a 10-shot mag is going to be an assault rifle. So I would read to these Virginia politician scumbags, a well-regulated militia, which you're now going to try to outlaw, being necessary to the security of a free state, and you no longer will be free and are not free, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And let's go back to the original law, the Declaration of Independence, that Thomas Jefferson and Franklin and others, Adams and others, wrote. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. You better listen to that there, Virginia, because I'm going to tell you what, there's some good old men down in Virginia. They ain't good old boys. They're real men. And all you got to do, you go to Pennsylvania County and Franklin County. You go up in there around Lexington. You go all through the mountain areas there. You go out onto the tidewater itself. And you get out of the CIA coup d'etat, throw Trump out, take the Soros money, take the Bloomberg money, take the Rothschild money, take the Rockefeller money to try to reestablish the New World Order, socialist crap. Then you got another thing coming because the Declaration of Independence wrote up there on the hill where there's still a clear line of sight down to the university that Jefferson helped found and establish, and where he even had refrigeration back in his day by using a certain pit. If you've never been to Monticello, you should go. And the gardens and the self-sufficiency. Incredible. And it's a turn to you, you know, for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye, listen to this, people, put down your drinking glass, put down your fork, turn the radio up, because this is coming right out of the Bible, and this is verse 16 of Luke 21. I'm reading the red letter edition with the big print, so I don't make a mistake if there is a possibility of making one. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But, listen up, there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. You see, if you don't understand that, pray to the Lord to reveal that to you. They may put you to death, but the real hair on your head is not what was put to death, but because in your patience possess ye your souls, there shall not a hair of your head perish. You get it? We're getting serious now. And if you're of a mind out there that you think you're going to walk through the raindrops or something like a Laodicean, not be too cold or too hot and just sort of hide over to the side, you know. And, of course, you're not doing anything wrong, so the Lord will just let you sit in your wonderful new reclining chair in your ascension robe and watch while those Christians, you see, are plagued by all this down here. It don't say that. Go read the Matthew 24, 2. And get out Matthew 25 and look at the prescription that Jesus gives you, and that is the wise and foolish virgins, you see, the parable. You got to have the lamp and the lamp oil and the extra wicks and all the stuff, ready before the bridegroom comes. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. We're at war, ladies and gentlemen. You better stand up for Lord Jesus, stand for your family, stand for your Bill of Rights and everything, and understand that this stuff is really, 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 really real. Now, I wanted to point out a couple things. I talked to you about the radios that Obama allegedly gave to the Russian Spetsnaz, 1,000 to 1,500 of the coded actual machine codes inside of the radio devices that allow them to participate in certain nets and to receive communications in U.S. military, and also NATO military nets. You see, you gotta have the right code on your radio to receive certain things properly. It's not all about, you know, just the airwave. But all of those protocols and codes and stuff Obama also gave them. And then I told you about the Turks and a Turkish company that's also involved. They're involved with the Russians. That they gave all the other new NATO stuff that has been probably changed since Obama gave to them. But then there was the company and the Turks involved with the 911. And I told you about how the Russians, or probably the Chinese, have capability going in and affecting the local, shutting down the 911 system, or putting spoof calls out, or making false reports, or giving orders to police or sheriff's departments or whatever, or even to troops that would be false orders. Sending like the old trick where the bank robbers send somebody over to the other side of town saying that the XYZ bank was being robbed. And at the same time, you see, the ABC bank was being robbed on this side of town. So the fact is, it's kind of interesting. And I warned the other night, you're going to start seeing stuff. Well, apparently in Cincinnati the other night, per sources there that listen to a lot of radio, let's say, and are in the know, and are cleared to the highest level still, they said that there were all kind of weird reports and spoofed calls and spoofed reports and everything. A lot of it involved like send the rescue squad, send the paramedics, person been shot or person been stabbed or blah, 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 whatever it was. And then when they would go and the police would back it up, they would go and there would be no subject there. And a lot of times it was in sketchy industrial areas or areas along the river and odd, really dangerous kind of places, or like it could be an ambush if you walked in there, you took one squad car in, or, you know, the fire department or the paramedics went in, that it would be a good little, like, trap, you see. An ambush. So they found a lot of that stuff being spoofed. And I thought back to back in Texas and a number of places, Crossroads, a number of places over the years where the 911 system went out, or the Motorola's or whatever system they were using, computerized radio call systems, just went on the total fritz and didn't work for 2, 3, 4 days or a week. Or even if they did and you're in a high-rise building or down in a basement or a warehouse, big warehouse. Nobody can get through the walls to even get your comm or to send you a message. And that's why police and everybody have developed their own, using their own cell phones and sat phones, and some smart guys had the money to get the sat phones to use them as a separate network, you see. And then you know what's interesting is that the day after all of that spoofed radio traffic and calls in, emergency calls in to 911, the next day that apparently down one on 4th Street or something in downtown Cincinnati, they're working on a big high-rise building up, you know, a number of floors. And just like the one down in New Orleans, so we got a cluster now. They're up there pouring concrete at a high level, you know, so many floors up, and all of a sudden the entire structure of the building gives way, the girders and everything, and they collapse and pancake the building down. And they had to dig people out of the rubble, and I guess some people died. You remember also about Cincinnati back a number of years ago. We talked about it. That's when we were talking about the Spetsnaz and the preparatory overture, you know. The pink terror, the gray terror, pink terror, red terror. And how the GRU always described it as a preparatory period, you know. A series of large and small operations, the purpose of which was before actual military operation began, to weaken the enemy's morale, create an atmosphere of general suspicion, fear, and uncertainty, and to divert the attention of the enemy's armies and police forces to a huge number of different targets, each of which may be the object of the next attack. And let me go on down here. This is from, of course, the book by Viktor Suvorov, and it's chapter 15 from his book called The Spetsnaz's First World War. And longtime listeners know that I've detailed this for years, and we've been tracking them for years. But, of course, they probably did some tests, some of which were, say, in a county or a city area or metro area of 75, 80,000 in Texas, let's say, and then they, boom, it happens in a bigger city. But terrorist acts are to be carried out, and of course the overture require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment, and in some cases all that may be needed is one man who has as a weapon nothing more than a screwdriver, or a box of matches, or a glass ampoule. And some of the operations can have catastrophic consequences. For an example, an epidemic of an infectious disease at seven of the most important naval bases in the West could have the effect of cutting in half the combined naval might of the Russians or the Chinese enemies, you see. So now let's get into some more detail. So we got a clustering of weird buildings being put up, and when you pour the concrete, the actual steel and all the stuff goes ba-ga-ga, okay? We built the Empire State Building in about a year during the Great Depression and built it to the tallest building in the world at that time. And it's still standing. And they're going to put up a 10 or 12 story. And the doggone girders are like you're building it out of licorice or something, you know? It's bullcrap. Or is it sabotage, you see? So the fact of the matter is, what do we got? Well, you know, we've had an awful lot of, in the Houston area, we had, earlier in the year, two or three chemical plants blow. But as you recall, as we reiterated over this good old Hawk radio show, that after one, there seemed to have been a major chemical plant on the coast of Red China happened to blow after the first one in Houston went. And then another one went in Houston, you see. And then, boom, another one blew up over there in China. And then it was a refinery or something over there, and then another one. And so now we have what? We have a big one the other day. Neches. Garden. Nederland, Texas. Three entire cities they had to evacuate. Massive chemical fires everywhere. Explosions. Do you think that maybe somebody in the Spetsnaz or the Red Chinese Commandos that we've also detailed on there, maybe they just sent down some of the boys from the local one-ton shop, you know what I mean? The golden, you know, the golden whatever, you know, Chinese restaurant, the ones with the high and tight hair that sit at the back table, 22, 25 years old, you know. Did somebody go into that plant that, or worked in the plant? Did they have just a screwdriver or a glass ampule, or did they have a computer that they were able to tap into a particular computer and hack into it and cause the explosion? Or did they drop something out on the ground and boom, kaboom, kaboom, and then there went this, that, or the other? Did they turn a valve or two or three? People say, well, Hawk, they got security. These are big chemical plants. Yeah, you got badges and all of that, but guys can get into them. They can fake all their ID. They probably work for the company, you know? If they can steal stuff out of Los Alamos or out of a submarine base where they, you know, they make submarines, or if they can be given all of Lawrence Livermore a few years ago by Clinton and those guys, or if during Poppy Bush's reign, when Poppy gave the neutron weapon to Israel and then Israel sold it to the Red Chinese, same way with the blinding lasers. Blinding lasers are not where you shoot the guy's pan at the, you know, at the bar. But we're talking about a laser that could blind 200,000 men on the battlefield. Permanently sear the retina. Whoosh! There's been sabotage under the guise of the New World Order and Lucifer's crap, the High Lucies. That's who the enemy is, but then they got minions on down, and they're coming for you. Lord Jesus told you before all of that, they're going to come to you. Throw you into jail, put you up into the prison synagogue for his name's sake. Or big churches, it doesn't make a difference. We're not talking about, oh, Fiona Hill, anti-Semitic if you think that Trump or Soros is. No, Soros is the own anti-Semitic guy. He's the Jewish kid hanging out with the Nazi who are stealing Jewish businesses and homes. And he says on 60 Minutes it was one of the best times of his life. And now he's the big billionaire and allegedly a front man for the Rothschild money, and the Rothschilds worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. Claim descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis. They want the population reduced on this planet Earth. No more than 500 million people, planet Earth. You know, you go back to the father of modern economics, and there's an assignment for you. Look it up and tell me. You can email me as to what his name is. And it's not Adam Smith, although they were contemporaries. Pretty much. But the idea was that the planet Earth cannot efficiently, in their mind, support properly more than 500 million people. So that means you're going to have to kill, according to the Illuminati, who worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, who wants to kill all these beings to try to steal their souls. To gain enough power to come onto this planet to duplicate or attempt to. What he's really trying to do, he's going to make a counterfeit of the true life of the Lord Jesus as our Savior. He's going to try to con you into thinking that he's the one and the second coming. And he's going to deceive a lot of people, and already has. So I'm going to tell you what, you cannot allow that to occur. You cannot allow it to happen. You got to understand there is a real war on. And you better stand for the Lord Jesus. If you're not right with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, then it's questionable whether you're going to live at all. Because it's by their grace that you'll be brought through. So why don't you do the right thing? Why don't you get yourself together with the Lord Jesus and let him start to wash you clean? And believe me, there are people who are got a lot of soot and dirt on them. You know what I mean? The mud, the blood, and the beer, as they used to say out of the song, you know. Gatlinburg in mid-July, the boy named Sue, Johnny Cash, remember? Down in Gatlinburg amidst the mud, the blood, and the beer. People got a lot of it on top of you. But he can wash it off, man, and you start to see the window panes start to be showing through and light comes through from him. And you start to feel different. And yes, you're not perfect by any shot. You still are probably sinning, and I am too. You got to repent periodically on all this stuff because we ain't perfect. Let's see, Scholar Temecula, let's see if you got it right. Yeah, Adam Smith was an 18th century philosopher, but he was not known as the father in modern economics. But he did have laissez-faire, but there's another one, old Scholar Temecula, who is considered the father of economics. That's a contemporary. So normally I would say that you would be 100% correct, but there is another that is considered to be. And if you look at all that, all those guys were basically paid by the Bank of England crew. Even old Marx, Engels, all these guys, you see. You even look at the old... you know, Scrooge movie, not the one currently with the, you know, the recent one, but the one with Alistair Sims in it, and where they say, are there enough, not enough workhouses? Are there not enough houses of the poor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know, for all these poor people, you see. All that whole system of the workhouse and all of that was designed as a socialist system, as a system of classes, you see. So anybody else, you can email me at Hawk, RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com, RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com, who the father of economics was, who invented it, basically. That's your assignment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the air? You want to keep me striking blows against Lucy? Put the old Louisville slugger on him left and right as best I can? you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, and any assistance is most needed and welcome to do so. And I thank you for all that have kept me on the air all these years. And it is not, you know, I'm not the Rush Limbaugh or anybody like that for sure. I make it by. I buy my medications and things I need. I pay for food and the basic stuff. And I'm, you know, somebody that is very thankful for any assistance that can come my way. It can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. I just gave you my email address, and I do try to answer them, and no, Scholar of Temecula. Nope. It's not Gustav. Everybody, RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. Who is the father of modern economics? Who's the father of economics? The one who considered to have invented it and talked about population Earth, no more than 500 million, which then showed up on the Georgia Guidestones. Just a wonderful Thanksgiving and a shout out over the years to my old buddy on the Warren Soul Drive, the old Cucamonga survivor. Rochester, Minnesota, Yerington, Nevada, Murrieta, California, Temecula, California, Santa Clarita. All the good people, Jacksonville, Florida. Dunlap, Iowa. Perry, Iowa. Kearney, Nebraska. Beatrice, Nebraska, a certain town in France. Let's see, a certain town in France. Let's say that it's somebody who lives in Bordel, en chemin de Marqueran, Bordel, in Montreux, France. God bless you and thank you for all you do. All the good people out there. The SharpSaddles.com folks. The Buffalo Gals. The old Maine Maniacs and those that live also now in Massachusetts. Those from New York. Those from the Bronx. Those from Indiana. And I want to just make a prayer tonight. There was a family in the Indianapolis area who recently lost a 17-year-old son in a very tragic way. And I would say to them, as they recognize there is power in the blood of Jesus, and that may Lord Jesus come to you and assuage your heart, shower you with love, and to carry you through, and to give you hope and inspiration and understanding. At the same time, to know that you must carry on for the rest of your family and your friends and all the people in your area. Doc Jack, no, that isn't it either. But anyway, to my friends there in Indianapolis, that is a real heartbreak, and I understand what you're telling me. But the answer is Lord Jesus, and that's who we got to go to. That's who we got to go to. To all the good people who keep Hawk in the game, I thank you. Very thankful for you. and I'm thankful to Brother Steve Quayle, who made it okay for me to come back to Jesus a number of years ago, and to then have me to refine Jesus, repent of my sins, and ask Jesus to come into my heart, and for him to start to do that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. And then it wasn't too long after that, things really changed for me. And then bingo, I had a vision, in waking vision, of Archangel Michael, and I got to see him and Gabriel inside of an angelic realm through an opening, like an opening where I could just hear them sing and their language of their singing and the beautiful and the harmony and the peace and love out of it. And then him asking me questions and then asking me if I was afraid, and I said, no, I'm not. And then he touched me and it gave me an anointing. And just incredible. Just incredible energy and power and feeling in it. And then I was downloaded with whatever I needed to know. And about 3-4 weeks later, Brother Quayle said that he had a message when he was taking a shower from the Lord. Steve always says that he hears from the Lord when seems to be, you know, relaxed and taking that good old hot shower in the morning. And the Lord said that he should probably put me on the radio. So we talked, he had me on as a guest, and here it is 15 years later, ladies and gentlemen. Going on 60. So I thank you all, and I thank Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be. It's going to be. I'll tell you what. Brother Steve Quayle out there, stevequayle.com, 406-586-4840. Get his Quayle 2.0 and then sign up for the Catastrophe series in Branson. You need gold and silver, get some. And get prepared. If you don't have a firearm, go out and buy one. Plenty of ammo and the NBC gear. Boom. Mighty men and women of valor, may you use your high technology to track both.